Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business, this is Women at Money with your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi.
Hello and welcome to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio. I'm your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi. Money. My father had a very simple view of life. You don't get anything for nothing. Everything has to be earned through hard work, persistence, and honesty. After the break, I'll introduce the topic and the guest. Stay tuned.
Money. 93.7 FM.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business, this is Women at Money with your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi.
It is generally believed that women find fulfillment in careers. On the contrary, new research has found that average woman considers leaving her job not once, not twice, but almost 20 times a year. The study, which was conducted by One Poor in the UK, also found that while the average woman may contemplate quitting her job 17 times a year, only a minority are need to take the plug and switch careers. Therefore, how can a woman stay in a career that she thinks of quitting 20 times a year? Today on Women at Money, we'll look at pursuit of happiness in your career. Joining me in the studio is a woman who is pursuing happiness in a male-dominated career. Julian Kawem-Sonder is a chemical engineer, an Afro-capitalist, and a New Age feminist. She's currently a researcher for the United Nations University Institute for Natural Resources Unit in Zambia. Julian, hello and welcome to Women at Money on Money FM Radio.
Hello and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Julian, tell me about your childhood. How was it growing up as Julian?
Thank you. My childhood was what I would like to consider a normal and average childhood. I grew up in a family of three, two boys and one girl, who was me. I was raised by a feminist. Mm-hmm. Both my parents, my mom and dad, my mother was a feminist, my father is still a feminist. And I was raised to believe in myself and to believe that anything was possible. Mm-hmm. And I was raised from humble beginnings. I went to really good schools, and I was, you know, from a young age, I was always encouraged to grow and reach my potential, and in fact, exceed my potential.
Now, Julian, I have seen pictures on your page, on social media pages, and you seem to love your job. But how many times have you thought of quitting since we're looking at the pursuit of happiness today?
Without jeopardizing my current role, I think as a woman, at least twice, three times a day.
Really?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Really?
Three times a day, you feel like packing your laptop, grabbing your keys and heading out.
So you know what? I'm done. So now let's get into your education background. Tell me about your education background.
I went to an all-girls school for secondary school. And I think that is where I started to really discover who I was or who I wanted to become. That is where I started to envision the kind of woman I wanted to become in society. Mm-hmm. Because the school I went to really focused on character development, tolerance, and just being kind of just being reformative and transformational in my thinking. Mm-hmm. Then I went to South Africa for my tertiary, my degree, and my undergraduate and my postgraduate degree, and I think that's where all this sort of everything sort of cemented. Mm-hmm. I like to think everything in my life happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So that's where the molding began and sort of started, and I realized that I wanted to do something. I wanted to become something. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to become something that I wanted to be. So that's when I did my chemical engineering undergrad and my chemical engineering postgrad.
Okay. Yeah. Did you always like sciences and research as a child?
I was always good at sciences and research. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily like them, but I excelled at them. And that's always the tricky part about whether I like something or I'm good at it. There's always a difference between liking something and being good at it, mm-hmm. and finding it easy to do. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what I do like about science and research. Mm-hmm. I like it because it's factual, mm-hmm. it's numbers, and it is what it is.
Yes.
I don't have to try and figure out what Shakespeare was thinking when he wrote this mm-hmm. poem. The numbers speak for themselves. The facts are there. The science is science. And I think that's the kind of person that I am. And that's why I found the sciences easier for me.
Mm-hmm. So at what point in your growing up did you realize that you needed to go deep into sciences and take it up as a career?
I think it must have been at secondary school. I always found myself, whenever we started to learn, you know, say the upper end of secondary school, the grade 10, 11, and 12, when you start to be introduced to the pure sciences, mm-hmm. I always found myself in the streams that were like the pure physics and the pure biology, the pure chemistry, the additional maths. Mm-hmm. So naturally, my teachers pushed me in that general direction, and it goes without saying, I love to win, I love to succeed. So just because I was doing so well at it, I'm always open for a challenge. Every time something falls on my lap or in my way, it's always, how do I get past it? How do I conquer? How do I be the best person at this job? I'm highly competitive. And that, I think, plays into like the kind of student I became and the professional that I am today.
Okay, that's nice. Ordinarily, you find that you're getting this engineering, chemical engineering background from your dad or someone that you have seen. Did you ever have a role model?
No, not at all. So my mother was a teacher, and my father's an economist.
Oh, what a shift.
I know. So I'll tell you how I got into chemical engineering. Maybe it's a preamble to your question.
It's fine. You can go ahead.
You see, when you write your exams and you pass, you look at how many marks you get and see mm-hmm. what courses you can get into.
Yes.
So I flipped open the UCT, University of Cape Town prospectus, and I saw what courses I could do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do civil engineering. I didn't want to become a doctor. I didn't want to do law. So I thought, what is the one thing here that I don't know enough about so that I can go into it and venture into it and see if I can conquer what it is? Mm-hmm. And it was chemical engineering. At the point I was getting into it, I didn't really know what it was, mm-hmm. What it was about. Mm-hmm. But I knew that it was engineering, so it had a lot of science. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of maths, even though I was completely wrong. But it's something I didn't know a lot about, and I wanted to find out more. Mm-hmm. And because it was the engineering course that required the most marks, mm-hmm. so I knew I was going to be in a class of pretty clever people and people who were driven. Yes. So I thought, why not throw myself into that boat of those superheroes and become just as good? So I took up the challenge, signed up for chemical engineering, and this is me today.
Oh, that's very wonderful. After the break, I asked Julian a few personal questions.
Money 93.7 FM. Your Business Radio.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business, this is Women at Money with your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi.
Welcome back to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio. I'm having a conversation with Julian Musonda, a chemical engineer and researcher, Institute for Natural Resources. Julian, let's get a bit personal here. You describe yourself as a new age feminist. First of all, what do you mean?
Well, I like to think you got that from my Twitter handle.
Of course.
When I was a couple of years ago when I wrote that description on my Twitter, this is what I meant. Mm-hmm. I'm a feminist in my own right. Mm-hmm. I'm a feminist who is constantly evolving, because the world we're living in is so dynamic and it's constantly evolving, and you have to redefine what you stand for, because what mm-hmm. you stood for 5 years ago and what you stand for today are very different, because the societies we live in are very different. Mm-hmm. So when I said new age, I just sort of meant like constant, whatever age we're in, I
fit in.
Yes, I redefine what a feminist means in this context. I redefine what a feminist means today as opposed to what it meant 2 years ago, mm-hmm. or what a feminist is going to mean for my daughter as opposed to what it meant for me.
Does this feminism have anything to do with you choosing chemical engineering?
To be honest with you, not really. But sticking with chemical engineering and sticking with my degree and finishing my degree had everything to do with me being a feminist. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a woman in today's society, we don't do these things for ourselves.
No, we don't.
We do them for the generation that's coming behind us. We do it for the other women who think or thought that they couldn't do it. So that we can be beacons of light and examples to show that actually women, we can actually do it. Mm-hmm. So it's that foresight that helps me, you know, that keeps me going on, that keeps me lifting up my head and walking into a boardroom full of men and raising my hand and raising my voice when I feel like I have been attacked or women have been attacked. That's what gives me the courage to speak up. It's the fact that if I speak up now, my daughter will never have to speak up about this issue because it will be dealt with. That's what keeps me going.
So just making a follow-up from what you have said, being attacked in the boardroom and things like that, how did you deal with the belief that women are poor in sciences and mathematics?
Oh, that is completely, for lack of a better word, it's bogus. Because women, I can't understand. Maybe it's our history and where we come from. Maybe it goes as far as Adam and Eve. But I don't even understand it, because the women that I know and the friends that I had were brilliant, you see. And maybe I was just exposed to a lot of women and the competition was women. Mm-hmm. But we have this spirit in us as women, this thing that we can conquer anything. And that's the advantage we have over men. So this is now drawing me into what I define as feminism. Mm-hmm. And it isn't necessarily, people will shoot me down, but it isn't necessarily equality per se. Mm-hmm. It's just being able to be who you are without being judged based on your sex or your gender. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it can be me deciding that I want to wake up every morning and face beat my face for 3 hours and wear a wig and look completely different and walk out and be allowed to be that person I want to be without feeling like people are going to judge me. Mm-hmm. It's me deciding to never put on any lipstick and still wake up in the morning and be that person without feeling judged. Mm-hmm. So I really don't like the feminism that comes described to you. Mm-hmm. I don't like prescribing feminism to people and telling them what it means. Feminism means making your choices and being allowed to make those choices. Exactly. Whether it means you've made the choice to vote or you've made the choice not to vote. Whether it means you've made the choice to be a stay-at-home mom or you've made the choice to not be a stay-at-home mom. The fact that you can make that choice is what feminism is to me.
I want to hear your take still on the topic of feminism, though we're looking at the pursuit of happiness in a career. When you look at the then days, the olden days, it was all about the physical aspect of a man that will differentiate them from a woman. Now it's about the brain. So the distinction between a woman and a man does not really come into the physical aspect, but the mental aspect, what this woman can do and what this man can do. What's your take on that?
I think, to be honest with you, that women are mentally more stable than men are. And again, these are my personal opinions, but I think so. And that's only because society pushes us to these kind of corners where you have to gather strength from, you have to gather mental strength. Mm-hmm. You're coming into, you're going into the workplace, you wake up in the morning, you are thinking, what will my kids eat? What do they take to school? What will my husband have for breakfast? Is my PowerPoint presentation ready for my meeting at 8 o'clock? Am I wearing the right heels? Is my hair okay? Mm-hmm. The amount of things we have to process every day is why you find women wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning just thinking about how they're going to run their day from 8 to 10.
And still function.
And still make it home and make an amazing stew that your family can eat and appreciate. That is where our mental strength is actually coming from. Not that God created us mentally stronger, but at a young age, we are flexing that mental strength every single day in the decisions that we make, and that's why we are mentally stronger.
Julian, tell me something that will interest me. Let's delve into your really, really personal life.
Something that will interest you. Well, I think I'll just put it out there. I sometimes come out here and everyone says, "Oh, you've done this and you've done that," mm-hmm. but I am human also, and I do have my human side. And people think, "Oh, feminists don't fall in love and feminists don't get married," but I am getting married.
Wow! So, congratulations!
Thank you. And it's what's very interesting and what I love about the process is how I am bringing my own feminist aspect mm-hmm. to the relationship and how mm-hmm. I speak feminism into my fiance's life mm-hmm. and how much he's learning and how much I'm learning about myself. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting
wow.
to see what a feminist married woman will be like. And
I'm waiting for that moment to call you here.
Please call me
about
back.
The core of feminism.
Yes. I'm very excited. So it's very exciting.
Oh, nice. Anyway, let's shift and go back to our topic.
Yes, we keep that.
We'll keep this topic for another day. This is Women at Money on Money FM Radio, and I'm with Julian. We'll take a short break.
Money. For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business, this is Women at Money with your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Women at Money with Julian and myself, Nkonde, and we're looking at the pursuit of happiness in a career. Julian, why is it important to be happy in your career?
Quite frankly, you spend most of the hours of your day building your career. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's important to find the things about your job that make you happy mm-hmm. and to really focus on those things. If it's chatting, if it's the tea break, 10 o'clock tea break that you have and you get to chat with other people, if it's the fact that I also find like rearranging your day contributes to your happiness. Mm-hmm. So there's some parts of my job that I do, and I want to just correct you. I corrected the the assistant. I'm no longer working for United Nations. I'm now working at EIZ.
Okay.
Yes. So it's just about focusing on the things that you like to do. Mm-hmm. So rearrange your day in the way that you do the things you like to do first. Mm-hmm. If it's signing up on some financial documents, or if it's looking at your schedule, or if it's planning a trip or an event, mm-hmm. do the things that make you happy and do them in an order where it builds up your endorphins, your happy hormones first, and mm-hmm. then, you know, mm-hmm. the other things you can do later. Yeah, like build yourself up, excite yourself about what you're doing.
Julian, you may be one of the few people who've done what they've always wanted to do in a career. But for that person who it's just a matter of what's there and then they get it up as their career, what would you say to them? For them to find really happiness in that career that they would rather have been, for instance, a teacher than a nurse.
My advice is be bold. Be very bold. Be fearless. Mm-hmm. And the reason why a lot of people end up in careers or women end up in careers where they may not do what they want to do or they feel like they need to do something else, be fearless to try something new. Be fearless to step out and say, maybe I should give this a shot. And for me, that's always my mantra. Like when I look at job adverts in the newspaper and I look at a job and say, this sounds like something I would like to do. I got the qualifications and obviously some of them I don't have. But I'm always just like, you know what, let me just try. Let me try and step out of my comfort zone and what I know best and try something different. So it's scary to do that. And the reason people stay is because of comfort. They're comfortable in their job. Every 21st, 25th of the month, money comes in. They're able to sustain themselves. And they're scared that if they come out of this comfort zone, they may not be able to continue to sustain themselves. But it's only from that fear and that jumping out of that comfort boat that you actually find the things you never knew you even wanted to do. So we need to be bold. We need to be fearless.
There are certain times that there's a woman in the boardroom and we all admire that woman, and yet she wants to do something else. What happens in that situation?
And yet, you know, you feel like all these women are watching you and you're a model for these women who are
all
behind.
You don't want to disappoint them.
I know it's social pressure. I promise you, the fans will keep you where you're not supposed to be. Like, the fans are more supportive of you. No, do this, do that. But you really have to learn to listen to your body temperature. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes I wonder. So bring me back. I like calling it like your own temperature. Mm-hmm. Like, always make sure that you spend enough time hearing yourself and feeling that you're okay. Always ask yourself, am I okay? Am I happy? Mm-hmm. Then you start to tell that you can be sitting in a boardroom and everyone is praising you and, oh, you're doing so well. But if you're not happy, be able to identify and say, I'm actually unhappy in this role. I want to do something different.
So going back to your chemical engineering, some say you can't find happiness in science and technology. Where do you draw that happiness from? And you look so happy and enjoying.
You can't find happiness. That again, these things. Mm-hmm. You totally can. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you look at world issues and world problems, and engineers are taught to solve problems.
Yes.
And that is where we get our happiness from.
Mm-hmm.
My happiness comes from knowing there is a dilemma in this certain situation, and I can actually find a solution to this problem. And succeeding, there's no better happiness than winning. That yes, and for me that is the ultimate win.
Mm-hmm.
So science's success is also very pronounced and profound.
Mm-hmm.
When you succeed in science, you really succeed. The numbers speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that maybe more like a social science or another kind of field where you are judged on maybe your social media, how many likes, or what people say about you, the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing something to solve climate change in Mongo,
mm-hmm.
you're doing something to solve climate change in Mongo.
Mm-hmm.
The results should speak for themselves. The crop yields must go up.
Yes.
Animals will survive longer. Mm-hmm. Those things are facts. And for me, that's where my happiness comes from, knowing that no matter what people say, mm-hmm. I have extended the lifespan of this species.
Fantastic.
That's, yeah.
Fantastic. This is Women at Money on Money FM Radio. And when we come back, we'll ask Julian a random question.
Money. For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business, this is Women at Money with your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi.
Welcome back. This is Nkonde on Women at Money, and we're having a very interesting discussion. We're looking at the pursuit of happiness in a career. And now, before we took a break, I promised that I'll ask Julian a random question. Here it is. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. You are an engineer, a chemical engineer for that matter. If you were to discover a new element in the periodic table today, what would you call it?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A new element in the periodic table. What would I call it?
Exactly.
I would probably call it her.
Her?
Yes.
Reason being?
Reason being that people should just know from when they start learning the periodic table that there's an element of feminism and there's women who are achieving, and that is what that element is.
And Julian, just finally, what would be your word of encouragement to that girl who's being discouraged, that girl who wants to pursue her career? What would be your word of encouragement?
I like to try and take myself back,
mm-hmm.
to 20 years ago, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when I felt like I was being discouraged. What I would have loved to hear, it's temporal. The stage that you're going through where people are able to determine and speak so strongly into your life is temporal.
Mm-hmm.
Soon you will be able to master your own way,
mm-hmm.
and make your own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And speak into your own life and choose who says what to you. So hang in there, bite your lip. Before you know it, you would have grown into another phase. Nothing is ever stagnant. The sun rises and it falls every day.
Mm-hmm.
So just hang in there.
Fantastic. This has been Nkonde on Money FM Radio on Women at Money. And I was having a conversation with Julian Musonda, a chemical engineering from EIZ. And just a word of closing, Julian.
It's always nice to come and talk on shows like this where you can speak to, even if it reaches one, two, three, even younger or older women who can pick up something and be inspired. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to talk about something to bring work, to bring your personal life into the work that you do, and to let people know that there are women out there and they're achieving. So anything is possible. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, you're welcome. It was a pleasure having you here, and thank you very much for coming. This has been Women at Money on Money FM Radio. Until next time, it's bye-bye for now.
Women at Money. To help women start, stay, and succeed at work and in business.
Money. 93.7 FM, your business radio.